Groundwater contamination at Eielson Air Force Base may have spread off the facility. The Air Force has contacted private property owners in the nearby Moose Creek area offering to test well water for presence of a chemical presumed to be from firefighting foam formerly used at the base. Eric Breitenberger, a manager with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Contaminated Sites Program, says there's already known to be extensive pollution at Eielson.
There's a fairly large groundwater plume of perfluorinated compounds, and we know that it extends to the northern boundary of the base. We don't know yet if it extends beyond the base boundary, but that's the concern, and that's why the Air Force is planning to sample residential drinking water wells in the Moose Creek subdivision.
Breitenberger says the Air Force previously abandoned some older base wells that tested in excess of an Environmental Protection Agency provisional health advisory level for perfluorinated compounds.
The one in particular is called PFOS, perfluoroctane sulfonate, and it's an emerging contaminant. And what we mean by an emerging contaminant is that we have very limited data on toxicity, and particularly with regards to human health effects. Most of the health effects that we know about are based on animal studies.
The studies show blood, liver, and kidney effects. Breitenberger says firefighting suppression foams containing PFOS were used from 1970 to 2000. He says perfluorinated compounds are known to readily spread.
These perfluorinated compounds are very resistant to degradation. They last a long time in the groundwater, so the groundwater plumes can be very extensive.
Breitenberger adds that perfluorinated compounds are in a range of industrial and commercial products and have also been detected in groundwater at other interior sites, including the Flint Hills North Pole Refinery, but not in excess of the advisory level. The DEC is overseeing the water testing of Moose Creek wells. Eielson is a federal Superfund site regulated by the DEC and EPA.